Blog Talk Radio.
Right here, live and well again.
Amen.
And here they are.
We're here.
Here we are. Thank you. Thank you, our listening audience, for tuning in. Another wonderful day that God has granted unto us on this Thursday. It is July 11, 2019, 11:04 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Once again, we welcome you to Chatting from the Word with your hosts, Brother Oscar and me, Brother Chris. And it is currently here in Richmond, California, San Francisco Bay Area. It is sunny. It's going to be a high today of 76 degrees, clear skies, and it is currently 66 degrees and sunny, and it is going to be a low tonight of 56 degrees. It is humidity-wise, it is 74%, and it is southwesterly winds at 10 miles an hour. Air quality is good. And how are you doing, my dear brother, out in the great state of Ohio? You are 3 hours ahead in Eastern Standard Time in the great state of Ohio and the suburb of Dayton. Miamisburg is in the house in the presence of Oscar York.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Chris. We're doing fine. We're doing fine here. Isn't that something, how we can be 3 hours apart but still can communicate on the radio, on this program like we are doing? That is technology
do it.
For you. This is beautiful.
You could do it 150 years ago.
No! They wasn't even thinking that way.
They had to use telegram. telegrams and write letters.
That's right.
And telegram.
That's right. So we're doing fine here in Miamisburg, Brother Chris. We are having a beautiful, beautiful day here. I'm not a weatherman like you, Brother Chris, but we having a beautiful day in Miamisburg. When I looked out there this morning, there wasn't no clouds in the sky. So we have clear sky, blue skies, as some may say. But here in Miamisburg, it is 2:05, 2:06 in the afternoon, and we are so delighted to bring you all this program, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Oscar York and Chris Edwards. You know, yesterday, this day was not even promised to us. But the Lord
has
love for us to wake us up this morning to see another day, a day that we never have seen before, giving us a second chance, another chance to get it right with Him, another chance to
walk closer
to Him. And that is a blessing, my friend, that we are alive. See, many people, Brother Chris, they don't consider being alive a blessing. But that is one of the biggest blessings the Lord has blessed us with today, to be here, to be alive, and to be able to glorify Him, to the highest. Yeah, Chris.
That's right. That's why Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 5 says, "For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same functions, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. That's why the eye cannot say, 'I have no need of thee,' to the ear, neither can the ear say, 'I have no need of thee,' to the arm, or the arm cannot say, 'I have no need of thee,' to the body, because we all are fitly compacted together in this one living spiritual organism called the body of Christ." Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
What you got there, Brother Chris? Many do not understand that. Many do not understand how so many of us should be working together as one, because that's what Jesus prayed for, that we be one, that they be one as you and I are one, as Him and the Lord is, Lord God Father is one. So we have to have that oneness. We are family. And most of us, we don't recognize that we are family of God, and we're supposed to love one another and be concerned and care for one another. And I believe that's what your message is all about today, membership. And
that's
a beautiful lesson. We cannot wait for Brother Chris to bring this lesson, because all of us need to know what membership is all about, Brother Chris. And I believe that's going to be a fine lesson. So you all get to
now,
because he's coming from Acts 2:42 and Hebrews 10 and verse 25. So get them out. Our first selection for this morning, for this afternoon and this morning, would be Committed A Cappella Chorus, Jesus is more.
Absolutely.
more. And here we go.
We go.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
That was Committed Acapella Chorus. Jesus is more. He is definitely more, my listeners. And when you have Jesus Christ in your life, you can have victory, because the victory is only in Jesus Christ, our Lord. I want to give you some information about our shows. As I said, Alan, yesterday, we're going to do the Saturday show again, 30 minutes of a cappella music, and that is for your listening pleasure. So tune into that show, and we hope that you're watching our YouTube show, Chatting from the Word,
Amen.
Where we are bringing a lesson on music, instrumental music over the ages, or in the old, between the Old Testament and the New Testament. That's the last installment of that lesson. So we hope that you go to YouTube and watch that show, and you can see me up and a lot up around. I guess I can say that. You can see me live and in living color, Brother Chris. Oh,
That's right. You're exhorted by the Apostle Paul when he wrote to the church of Corinth in his first epistle. He said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that y'all speak the same thing, and that ye be that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Now, how much more can you emphasize that, brother? especially today in our contemporary time.
You know, I think sometimes, Brother Chris, some of us, we read the Bible and we want to come up with different scenarios and different way we may interpret the scriptures. And then when it comes to our serving the Lord, or even in our corporate worship, we want to event things or put things in that's not really scriptural. So, yes, how can we be one when we're reading the Bible differently? And how can they be one the Bible differently when the Bible just one book? And Christ's words in it.
Right.
And those words are
not
going to change. They're not going to change. All right. We want to play our next selection. And this is Chris Turner. Falling
in
love. We love Chris Turner around here. Brother Chris, we love you around here on Catching from the Word.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to play Falling in Love with Him over and over again, and here we go.
Thank you.
My listeners, me, myself, I can't help but to fall in love with him for what he does for us every day. He wakes us up. He put air in our lungs to breathe. He bring a beautiful day
right,
for
tell
us
me
to
about
enjoy.
It.
I don't know about you all, but I love my Lord. He's so sweet to me.
Mm.
And I know he's been sweet to all my listeners. I know he has. All righty, we're gonna move on. This is our prayer time, and if you have a request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the time to call it in is now. Our number
that's
is
657-383-0883.
If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the time to call it in is now, sweet hour of prayer. Here we go.
Yeah.
That was Radio Free Hour of Prayer.
Amen.
If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number to call is 657-383-0883. It was James who said in James 5 in verse 13, let him, if any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any among you merry, let him sing psalms. Brother Chris.
Father God, we thank you once again on this Thursday, Father, July 11, 2019, for your many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We pray a special prayer for those that have been victimized, Father, have been affected, impacted by the storm coming through the Gulfport region, Father, producing a lot of rain and flooding in the New Orleans area and around the Gulf Coast and the Panhandle, Father, tropical storm. I believe it's Barry. And Father, we pray for the recovery efforts of those, Father, that have been impacted and because of the weather, severe weather in that region. And we pray, Father, also that you bless them and bless those that are and have sacrificed the time to recovery efforts of those that are in need in a time of these crises. We pray for victims of violent crime as well. Bless them in healing and give them the power of healing that they need. We all need, Father, because we all suffer and we all pain in different ways, Father, and we need your healing power in our lives. We know that you're Jehovah Jireh and that you will, Father, give us the providential care we need when we trust you and that, Father, that when we lean on your everlasting arms. We pray a special prayer, Father, for those that are in power. We pray for our elected officials from the White House, Father, and each politician that is campaigning, that are currently reigning in office, and that, Father, for 2020, that we hope and perhaps they will implement, Father, legislation that will promote more peace, tranquility, and goodwill for all people, Father, that they can implement that legislation. We also pray for those incarcerated that, Father, perhaps programs like this on the airways, on Block Talk Radio, through the churches of Christ can be able to point them in the way of Jesus Christ and lead them to salvation through the gospel of Christ. We also pray for those, Father, that are out of fellowship. We pray that, Father, that something can be said or maybe we can encourage them through this program and through these melodious, wonderful a cappella tracks that we air, Father, on the program can inspire them or point them in the way of Jesus Christ and to come back to the fold, Father, and to align themselves with your will in make their allegiance with Jesus Christ once again and to endeavor to work out their salvation with fear and trembling and that, Father, that when this life is over, they can make their calling and election sure and be by being faithful unto death as we're all commanded to do that we may inherit the kingdom, everlasting kingdom of God. Father, we thank you, Father Jehovah, for allowing us to come on the air, and we pray that we continue to get the support we need, Father, for such programs as this through the churches of Christ, and that we continue the business of your Son and thee, that we may be able to build your kingdom up, Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ. And this is our prayer, thanking you for every day of our lives. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that beautiful, beautiful prayer.
Yeah,
as
welcome.
Always, Brother Chris, do know how to approach the throne of grace. Thank you, Brother Chris, and we hope listeners that you prayed along with him and that he prayed for something that was on your mind. Thank you, Brother Chris. I love that prayer.
Amen.
We are going to do now testimonial moments. And if you have a testimony that you can share with our listeners, share it. We're not asking for nothing that's private, but if you've been through something and you know God's hand had been in which that you was in and pulled you out of it, let others know. And you can help them with something that they are struggling with or through. This is a testimonial moment. And here we go.
Amen.
Testimony that you want to share with our audience, the time to call it in is now, 657-383-0883. If you have a testimony that can help someone with the problem that they are going through as a Christian, let us know. Call it in on Chatting from the Word. All right. No one called in, and that's fine. You can call in tomorrow because we'll be here tomorrow again. All right, we want to go to our, let me see, ask for sponsorship time. That's right. And we're going to ask for you to sponsor our show. Everything costs money nowadays, even shows like this one. We pay for it every month. And we need help to make it better, to reach out to lost souls better. Because I truly believe this is a mission work. Because this program goes everywhere. It's in so many states and in so many countries that we are reaching out and trying to tell others about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many think that you got to go to foreign land to do mission work. But this is a mission work here on Chatting from the Word. And we hope that you support this mission work, so that we can continue on reaching out to lost souls for Christ. And I know that we are, because many have said because of this show, they came to Christ. So if you want us to continue with this program, reaching lost souls, support us. Any amount you put in is fine. It can be $5, $10, $20, $30. Put it in. And church, you can get involved also. Put us in your budget for 2019. I'm on PayPal.
Amen.
You can put it through on PayPal. And I will send you a request. If you don't know how to do it, get in contact with myself or Brother Chris. And you know we're on Facebook. You can contact myself or Brother Chris on Facebook. And my email address is OscarYork3443@gmail.com, and I do have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com, and you can send a line or two there. But why are you there? Because many have visited my webpage, but they're not ordering too many books. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books together are $43. We hope that you do that, because proceeds will go toward Chatting
That's right.
The word. Now, you know my motto. Everybody know it because I say it every day. When you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power, Brother Chris.
You can reach me at lowercase c, lowercase e, 06915 at gmail.com. You can also reach me at Facebook with Brother York. We have a separate Facebook account and Messenger. And you let us know what you think of the program, and we'd love to hear from you. And this is an open forum, so we want to encourage all our listening audience to call in or to comment, message us by email, and or you can share your testimonies. And if you have any biblical questions or any religious things that you need clarification on, that's why we're here, Brother Oscar and I, to aid you in your spiritual walk. You can reach us also on LinkedIn.com. We download the programs of each show. We have over 200 recordings of the show Chatting from the Word on Blog Talk Radio. So for your enjoyment, we encourage you to click on, and you can find whatever show that you like to listen to, because there are a variety of topics that we discuss on the show that we air on Blog Talk Radio. We want to encourage you to do so. We also download the recordings on Twitter, and you can reach Brother Chris, me, on Instagram. So there are a variety of social media platforms that you can reach us at, and we encourage you through the churches of Christ, and we aim to speak where the Bible speaks, and we aim to be silent where the Bible's silent. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar York?
That is correct, Brother Chris Edwards. That is correct. We must do that.
Amen.
All right, let's move on. Our next election before the message, because Brother Chris has a good one. Membership taken from Acts 2:42 and Hebrews 10:25. So get your Bibles out and get prepared for the message. Our next selection will be from Praise and Harmony. Praise and Harmony, the reason. Praise and Harmony, the reason. Here we go.
Amen.
Yes, it's Jesus.
That was crazy. You are the reason why I'm here. You're the reason why I'm singing.
Absolutely.
So my listening audience, make Jesus the reason why you do the things you do, because he
is correct.
The one that created everything. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, we wouldn't have salvation. And now the message from Brother Chris, membership, Acts 2, 47, and Hebrews 2, 10, 25. See, Brother Chris don't need no introduction, but Brother Chris has been bringing good lessons, and he's a smart individual. He's a smart brother. He knows God's word, and we can trust what he says because he's coming from the word of God. So get to sow it out and get ready for this fine lesson from Brother Chris Edwards. Brother Edwards.
Thank you for that fine introduction, Brother Oscar. And we thank our listening audience for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio today as we discuss this important topic and under consideration. And those of us that are that are Christians, we know, and we're faithful to the Lord. We know what a sense of belonging really means, and or the state or status of being a member. You know, whether we're subscribers, whether we're part of associates to an organization, we're representatives, or we know what it means to have comrades, whether we have good working partners on our jobs that we work together to accomplish tasks, and we know what it really means to have people that we can rely on. And when it comes to trade organizations such as industry trade groups, or whether we are investing in a New York Stock Exchange, or holding network offering services through various network services, producing conferences or charitable events that we support, that we aid people and we help people along life's path. Voluntary associations so that could be a union, or we could do volunteer work, disaster relief for those that have been impacted by natural disasters, or maybe something that they need and a crisis during their life, and donations for the needy. Well, whether maybe be part of being involved with political parties, being a member, or whether you're Democrat, Independent, Moderate, Republican, or so on, we know what it really means to be contributing toward the political process. Are you involved in clubs? If we're involved in membership clubs, such as fitness clubs, our custom car clubs, you know, the Cadillac club, you know, and all of you driving your nice rides, or whether it could be a Sierra club where you like to travel. Yeah. You know, a lot of senior citizens like to travel and do scenic tours with clubs like that, and just this wonderful, different, wonderful venues. You know, whether you are part of a tennis club or a motorcycle club, we got a lot of Christians involved in motorcycle clubs, or whether it's a credit card membership like Visa, MasterCard, Discover Card, American Express. This is just some of the memberships that we experience, those of us that understand what membership dues are, you know, when we want to participate in some of these venues, and regular membership fees and charges often paid to an organization at a regular intervals. Okay, so what is the definition of your membership focus? It is, because we are to serve each other, it is client needs, it is customer focus, and it is customer satisfaction first. And that's what makes companies and corporations successful, when they meet the needs of their clients. Isn't that right, Brother York?
That's right, Brother
you know,
Chris.
In our listening audience. You know, but when it comes to church membership, this is a whole different ballgame. This is a whole different scenario. This is a whole different experience, because church attendance and worshiping God of the universe How awesome is that, and how awesome should that be? If God is the center of your life, how important is that to you as a member of the body of Christ? Well, what is a member? Well, I mentioned that. It is to be belonging to, or something that you are a part of. It is a joint participation. Edification is important to build each other up, because we are exhorted through the New Testament scriptures to empower, to build up each other in the body of Christ. We are, it's so refreshing when we come to worship and we haven't seen our brethren throughout the week, and we have stories that we can share with each other after worship or before we engage in worship, and greeting each other and encourage. That is so encouraging when spiritually, and we get stronger through these type of relationships. Be together, others to worship God and also to connect with people alike precious faith. That is so important, because we need to realize how important worship and how important God is to us, so we reinforce that concept and how important God is to our lives. To also, we have to realize that in membership, that all worship is service, but not all service is worship. When we come to worship, we're engaged in worship in the acts, the five acts of worship to the Lord on the Lord's Day. But not every day is worship, but every day we can serve the Lord. And whatever gifts and talents we have, that we can be able to offer services for others, whether they are calling us to pray for them, to maybe to help them out, maybe they have some sort of need that they need to have people to help them through, or some kind of crisis or something. And as we read, as I said on the outset, regarding like disaster relief. Seeking God first, are we seeking God first as members of the body of Christ, the kingdom of God? Do we want to go to heaven? God commanded it to be in worship, that we come together to remind each other how important it is in serving the God of the universe.
Yes, sir. Amen.
To take the Lord's Supper, and we do it in remembrance of Christ's suffering, to give to the church contribution. That's a way of reminding us of that we're involved in the business and taking care of the affairs of God, so all these needs can be met. Forsaking the assembly is not when you're sick. Forsaking the assembly is not when you are on military deployment. We have a lot of Christians in military. So they even say how their lives are impacted when they are deployed somewhere where they can't come to worship, but they're on their duty fighting for our freedoms here in the United States and elsewhere, wherever they may serve, whatever country they may be involved in the military. They said it's so refreshing to be able to be around. That's what they miss, the fellowship of the saints. And that lets you know how important membership is. Forsaking the assembly is a choice not to worship. Nobody can make you come to worship. Nobody can force you to worship. But if you are inspired to come to worship, in Hebrews, the Hebrew writer says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25, he says, "Let us consider one another unto love and unto good works." In verse 25, "not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as in the manner of some is." That indicates that there were some that were purposely forsaking the Lord. They were leaving out. They were not participating in the fellowship of the saints, but the writer says, "but exhorting one another, in so much the more as ye see the day approaching." So that indicates how important worship is and how important membership is. because if you are a Christian and God is the center of your life, you are like the first century Christians, where they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers, Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And you realize how important and how the implications of membership, which is our topic under consideration, is so vitally important to the Christian life. The religion of Christianity encourages church attendance and is not only being faithful in a religious structure, but also encouraging us to be following the biblical narratives or the biblical imperatives regarding our spiritual growth and relationship to God. The sacred scriptures indicate and exhort all Christians to attend church fellowship, as we just mentioned in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. We are the church, not the material building, not a synagogue where people come into a religious structure or physical building or a cathedral. That is not the church. It is the people God has called out of this sinful, spiritual, sick world as believers to love one another, as John the Apostle, when he wrote in the Gospel, John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35, a new commandment I give you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are not my disciples, by the love that you have one for another. Our Lord told his disciples that. In First John chapter 4, verse 12, we encourage one another. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, we spur one another, or that's another way of saying that we spark one another. We encourage one another. We show our love. We provoke one another. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, which we realize that we are provoking one another, and that's refreshing. Excuse me. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Instruct one another. Romans chapter 15, verse 14, honoring one another. We show respect and honor, not religious duplicity, but we show we have a true affection for one another because we truly miss one another, and it's refreshing to see your brothers and sisters in Christ that you haven't seen throughout the week because of all our busy schedules, and that is so refreshing. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, it also exhorts us regarding how we are in loving one another. There's always a sharp increase in church attendance around national holidays. So Church of Christ members among the most sincere Bible students of the Holy Writ, we are endeavoring to bring back the pure biblical faith of the first century and loyal obedience to God, because we are members in particular. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27, and I'm going to bring the invitation while we have this short time. You heard the word. Do you believe it? Are you willing to repent of your sins? Repentance is imperative. Turn from your sin and turn to Christ for salvation by surrendering your will, denying yourself, and to turn to Christ, make him the center of your life. Are you willing to acknowledge the sweetest name on mortal tongue? If you do, you'll be baptized for remission of sins in the watery grave of baptism by immersion, contact the blood of Christ, and cleanse you from all your sins that you ever committed in your life, and you're added to the New Testament church. When you come up out of baptism, it's the answer of a resurrected soul in Jesus Christ. Brother Oscar.
Well, thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine lesson. Membership. Okay, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this program. We pray for each listener. We hope they have a grand day. And listen up for tomorrow, my Father. I hope they listen tomorrow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, it's nice chatting with you from Chatting from the Word. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. See you tomorrow, God willing. Peace and grace.
Amen.